Hey, this is H1. We're going to be running it back with another episode talking about chess knowledge, chess wisdom, and chess understanding. And today we're going to be talking about classical time control is dead. Now, we're basically going to be going over this forum and we're going to get everybody's opinion. And then I'm going to give you my opinion if classical time control might be going away. All right, let's move on to the next segment. All right, so let's get started in this forum and let's get everybody's opinions in this topic. And just to let you know, my take on it before we get into the opinions is I don't think that it's going anywhere anytime soon. I don't think it's just going to be obliterated from existence. And I have my thoughts on that, but let's just get into everybody else's. We got the first person. Obviously, with the results from the recent World Chess Championship match, Magnus Carlsen, the greatest chess player the world has ever known, has been unable to defeat a low-rated 2700 player in classical time control in match play. Gone are the glory days of Lasker, Capablanca, Karpov, and Kasparov. Enjoyments? He literally laughs. The chess world needs to reassess the time control situation. Considering present-day training methods, where top players processing virtual photographic chess memory ability are using chess engines far beyond the skill level of any player to prepare their games. Makes sense. Good theory. I like it. But yeah, this era is way different from the era of Lasker, Capablanca, Karpov, and Kasparov. But I still do be seeing some games where there is still a big difference between a 2800 and a 2700. So you can't just say that there's always a draw between like a 2700 and a 2800. I'm pretty sure out of 100 games, Magnus Carlsen can beat a 2700 any day of the week, I would say. And Fabiano Caruana. And most people who was in like the top 2800 level, like Dean Glaren, Jan Nepo, etc. And then plus two, if that was true, Jan Nepo wouldn't have beaten everybody like it was nothing in the last candidates tournament. So come on, you can't be saying stuff like that. Next person, games may go to 45-45 or 90-30. So meaning 45 minutes, 45 increment, and 90 minutes, 30 a second increment. A format in the future. I think many of us are right, though. Classical chess is on the downhill slope of being the featured format in international tournaments and matches. In a way, this is beneficial, entertainment value, etc., as well as a different style of prep for shorter games. But it just doesn't feel right that classical time controls are probably going away for the most part. And that last sentence is my sentiment, too. Because, and maybe I'm just getting older, but I don't... It just, because my take on classical chess is that, okay, classical chess is real chess, and blitz, rapid, and bullet chess is a different type of chess. I wouldn't call it real chess because you don't have enough time to figure out the real best move of a position. But I do get that there is an entertainment factor that we have to think about, and that's why we're even having a chess boom right now with like millions of people on chess.com is because of rapid and blitz. And that's why we're having more rapid and blitz tournaments than we are classical tournaments nowadays. Well, the top tournaments have been more blitz and rapid. And it's kind of, I don't know. This might be a weird take, but I do feel like these recent years has just been oversaturated with tournaments. This might be a weird take. Y'all can let me know in the comments, but I do feel like we've been kind of oversaturated with all the tournaments to keep up with, and I'm kind of not used to top level players playing all the time because it seems like that they've been playing like every single week, and the rating of like each Grandmaster has been changing every single week, and it is unusual, and I don't know if I like it or if I don't. I don't have a strong opinion on it yet, but I will pretty soon. Probably in the next 3 years, we'll see what happens. Let's get to the next person opinion. It is sad, of course, but it's just a whole different thing nowadays. Compared to the eras of the past Masters, when there were still entire systems being discovered, like the Marshall Gambit, etc., I think chess has a great future as a mind competition. And if shortening the top level time control gets more people at least watching the games, I mean, it can't hurt having the average person start being a fan and a practitioner of reasonable, rational, and practical thought. In order for the human race collectively to advance, if that is even possible, the average person needs to get beyond belief systems that are based on emotional fiction. I'm hoping for the best. Okay, so that kind of makes sense. I don't know. I still don't want to see classical go away. Even if, I don't know, it's tradition right now. It's tradition. It's going to be weird doing rapid games. Like, imagine instead of doing 12 classical games or whatever they have set up for the format, they do some rapid games for the World Chess Championship. I don't think that a match should be lost by a mouse slip. I don't think that that thought should be running in anybody's head. If a Grandmaster lost to a mouse slip, and I'm supposed to believe that this is the best player in the world because he had a better mouse or like mouse skills, that would be crazy. And I know I'm comparing computer chess to in real life chess, but I'm just saying, when you get under I guess that puts more pressure into doing the correct moves under pressure and like having your patterns down packed and intuition. It does change the game a lot more. And actually, let me just revise that. I can probably see rapid, but it has to stay maybe at like 25 minutes or 20 minutes. But down under 10 minutes, that would get crazy. That would get crazy to declare if somebody's the best in the world or not. Classical games should live forever. This is just fantastic for brainstorming with the time. Yeah, there's nothing like sitting at a board for more than, 4 hours. It's just calculating, and just seeing your time run down or seeing your opponent's time run down. They're just thinking. You're hearing all the chess pieces in the background. You're hearing the clocks click back and forth. There's nothing like it. And I know there's probably some people that's listening to this that maybe haven't been to a chess tournament before, or maybe haven't been at a classical chess tournament before, but it's very interesting to just sit at a board and only think about the board and nothing else about life has infiltrated your thoughts while you're thinking about a position. You get to ask questions. You get to actually calculate lines. You get to actually do the thought process. When you're playing Blitz and Bullet like I do when I live stream on YouTube or on TikTok, you don't get to do the full thought process. You don't get to find if we keep on going towards that route, then finding the best move is basically useless. And if we want to go towards that route, that's fine. It's just, man, that's, if classical chess is just done away with, man, that would suck, in my opinion. But I might change my mind. We might be going to just a different era of amazing people. We're probably past, I don't know. I guess the main question is, are we past classical chess? Is the top 50 players past classical chess, regular classical chess? Whatever position that they play, they can just figure out the best move and just get draws. I don't know. That's something to think about. We'll just have to see in the future. Okay, next person. Chess is a strategy game, not a pattern recognition game. For that reason, I don't think rapid and blitz games should be rated at all. It's impossible to make proper strategy and speed chess for the ADHD. Aw, come on. You can't be talking about the Twitch children. Come on. Blitz will always be there. But that is not true chess and will very likely not be seen as such. Fischer stopped playing because classical time controls were too short then, and now they're even shorter. By the way, try correspondence chess. Really, it's amazing. You can play it in your spare. See, I like live games, but I hate correspondence. Correspondence is too long, it's daily, and I don't ever know if somebody's not cheating or not. But just saying that Blitz people... Okay, it is... So, Bullet, I don't think it's real chess. Bullet is not true chess. Blitz in Rapid is a good addition to classical chess. That's my whole opinion. Even though that this person was kind of correct, I don't agree with them 100%. 100%. Especially them insulting people that like splits. You should never be insulting people that likes fast chess. Because of those people, that's why we have bigger prize funds. And I do support like chess players, you know, getting their bag, getting their money, and that money going to the best chess players in that field, even if that's rapid, blitz, or rapid. Let's continue. Chess is a strategy game, not a pattern recognition game. Pattern recognition is fundamental to playing the game. Here's more in depth look. That is true. That is true. Let's continue. Okay, everybody's just arguing now. Classical should die. It's boring and drawn too often. Computers now play the best chess, so even the highest quality human games aren't as well played. Humans are good enough so that even rapid games now are generally as accurate played as classical games used to be. 5-hour draws suck. There are so many draws in classical that the matches are ultimately decided by rapid and blitz at the highest levels. So just do away with the middleman. There is no downside to eliminating classical chess other than annoying the dinosaurs. Let it rain meteors. Dang. Why? No, I don't agree with that at all. And I hate to say this. I'm not trying to be rude, but I think people who are stronger appreciate classical chess more than people who are like beginning chess. Maybe that's a bad take. I don't know. Just tell me in the comments. But that is so. There is one part of that comment that was true. For example, computers can play better chess. AIs can play better chess, even though that if they're going against Sakurai Nakamura, they can miss stuff sometimes. They can miss stuff sometimes. And there's still some tricks where humans can like beat a computer. It's not just an all-out. They're just whooping every top player. But I do get that point where humans. It's good to acknowledge what humans are good at, and humans are really good at pattern recognition and playing really fast. But if you go down that route, I mean, there's some. The top computers can basically whoop the top chess players, even in rapid. So what are you going to, how far are you going to go down? Are you going to go down to blitz? Are you going to really go down to bullet? Because even I beat Mantis in bullet. I don't know about that. I don't know if that's the right decision. Let me see. Absolutely not. So people just started arguing with his take on it. Absolutely not. Whenever I watch a top level rapid game on the YouTube channel, I'm like, how are these people so high rated? Then I realize it's not classical. Then I go watch something else. Okay, then there's somebody else. As a Brit, I respectfully disagree with your comparisons to... Okay. And yeah, we're never talking about politics or religion. We're never talking about that on this podcast. Just everything chess related. That's pretty much it on the comments so far. I guess just let me know y'all views on this. It does seem like we're going away from it. Even if you look at the tournaments that I described on, I think I did like a calendar, the chess calendar episode not too long ago, a few weeks ago. It's mostly, you can see the blitz and rapid games creeping in there. a lot more than it used to. And I guess we're gonna just see what happens in this next decade or so. I don't know. No more Kasparovs, no more Karpovs, no more Laskers, no more Bobby Fischers, no more Spassky's, no more Mikhail Talls, even though Mikhail Tall has some really good games. Chess computers have ruined that. And man, if only we can go back to the good old days. I guess there would be a lot of chess players that wouldn't know how to be good at chess, but at the same time, we would appreciate a great mind. All right, hopefully you enjoyed that episode, and if you haven't yet, please follow. If you follow, then you're going to stay notified on every single time I post an episode. Every single time. So, this is the conclusion. Make sure that you're fighting to the end, staying focused in chess and in real life. See you later. Peace.